This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. As Russia presses its attack in eastern Ukraine, the weapons it appears to be using appear to be more and more deadly weapons. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Ukrainian and British officials have warned that Russia is using weapons that could cause mass casualties as it attempts to fully capture eastern Ukraine. According to Britain's Defence Ministry, Russian bombers have been using anti-ship missiles from the 1960s in ground attacks. The missiles were primarily made to destroy aircraft carriers using a nuclear warhead. However, when used with a regular warhead, the missiles become highly inaccurate, with the potential to cause severe collateral damage and casualties. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Ukrainian official said the army's running out of ammunition in its battles with Russian forces. In the Mykolaiv region near the front line in the south of the country, the regional governor called for urgent international military assistance. Vitaly Kim said Saturday that the Ukrainian forces in the region are out of ammunition and said the help of Europe and America is very, very important. Ukraine is in talks with other countries about providing more weapons. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, said in a tweet on Saturday that he had spoken with his Polish counterpart to discuss future deliveries of heavy weapons. Kuleba said the two also discussed placing another round of EU sanctions on Russia. On the battlefield, fierce fighting continued in the Donbas region as Ukraine's military launched several counterattacks in the Russian-occupied Kherson region in the south. And Russia's TASS news agency reports that occupying authorities in Kherson handed out Russian passports to local residents for the first time. This is VOA News. Meteorologists predict the La Nina weather phenomenon is likely to persist into next year, prolonging devastating drought conditions in the Horn of Africa. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Meteorological Organization says La Nina, which started in 2020, will continue until at least August and might persist into 2023. La Nina refers to the large-scale cooling of ocean surface temperatures in the central and eastern equatorial Pacific Ocean. WMO spokeswoman Claire Nullis says La Nina affects temperatures and rainfall patterns in different parts of the world.
So the ongoing drought in the Horn of Africa and southern South America, you know, bear all the hallmarks of La Nina, as does the above-average rainfall in Southeast Asia.
The WMO says all naturally occurring climate events such as La Nina now take place in the context of human-induced climate change. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Nicaragua has authorized Russian troops, planes, and ships to deploy into its territory. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
In a decree published this week, the government of President Daniel Ortega will allow Russian troops into Nicaragua to carry out law enforcement duties, humanitarian aid, rescue and search missions in emergencies or natural disasters, and for training. Ortega has been a staunch ally of Russia since the 1979 revolution that ousted dictator Anastasio Somoza. Russia's foreign ministry calls the measure a routine procedure to develop cooperation. It also notes the law authorizes the entry of troops from Mexico and other Central American countries, as well as the United States, for the same purposes. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hundreds of people and several lawmakers protested Saturday in southern Lebanon against Israel moving a gas production vessel into an offshore field partly claimed by Beirut. The demonstration comes just days before the U.S. envoy mediating maritime border talks between the two neighbors is expected in Lebanon. Several hundred people waved Lebanese and Palestinian flags at Lebanon's border town of Nakoura to protest Israel's claim on the area where the field is located. This according to the French news agency. Lebanon and Israel have no diplomatic relations. They're separated by a border patrolled by the United Nations. And recapping our top story this hour, Russia is pressing its attack on eastern Ukraine, leading authorities to say that the weapons it appears to be using appear to be more and more deadly weapons. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.